Now, let's lead off with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner announcing he will not seek re-election to a third term next spring. More from Eric Stock.
Renner decided 8 years in office is enough.
I'm turning the keys over to City Hall to somebody in much better shape than I found it, and I'm certainly not going to go anywhere, so I'm very happy to help continue this as we move forward.
Renner cited government transparency, economic development, downtown and older neighborhood reinvestment as his top achievements as mayor, as well as creation of an administrative court to go after problem property owners. Renner says there's never a good time to leave office.
It seems to me that in spite of the fact that there are a lot of, especially capital projects that are on the brink of being completed, that it certainly wouldn't hurt to have somebody with a fresher perspective come in to be able to hit the ground running and take Bloomington to the next level.
Renner says an O'Neill Aquatic Center, new fire station for Northeast Bloomington, and library expansion are all projects he'd like to see come to reality in the near future. He says his successor will need vision, empathy, and thick skin for the job.
And the ability to take the most crazy, unfair criticism you could possibly ever imagine over and over again. You don't need thick skin, you need rhino hide with body armor.
Renner says he's aware of someone who plans to run for mayor, but didn't say whether he plans to endorse any candidate. I'm Eric Stock.
Only former city council members Jim Fruin and West Market Street Council leader Arthur Haynes have taken out petitions for a potential mayoral bid so far. Fruin tells WGLT he was likely planning to run for the Ward 9 council seat held for 10 years, but he's reevaluating his options after Renner's announcement. Haynes says he's since decided against running. Another mayoral candidate is expected to make their announcement today. The election is in April.